the rest of the story. During the early 1890s, John Lawrence toured the eastern United States as an exhibition prize fighter. Night after night, theater after theater, Big John would climb into the ring, offer the same challenge, a cash reward for anyone who could beat him. No one could beat him. From city to city, one strapping amateur boxer after another in endless succession parted the ropes to do battle, and in a round or two parted with his consciousness. For John Lawrence, it usually took one punch to deck an opponent. Publicity for his exhibitions mounted. The challengers kept coming, and then one night. In the ring, John Lawrence had stepped forward, addressed the audience with his routine challenge, "I can whip anybody in the house, and there's cash for the one who proves me wrong." Well, a burly dock worker stands and lumbers down the aisle. His buddies cheer him on. The man enters the ring. A referee recites the rules. The fight begins. In 15 seconds, the dock worker is sprawled on the canvas. Another victory for Big John. One by one, other challengers enter the ring. One by one, they're carried out, unconscious. Then the last volunteer from the crowd climbed into the ring, a ringsider named Donahue from Worcester, Massachusetts. Donahue crawls between the ropes. Big John smiles confidently. The bell, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. Jabs are evenly traded. The first round ends. The fighters return to their corners. The second round, a bit more vigorous this time, three or four solid tags, the bell ending the second round. Big John's back in his corner now, shaking his head, apparently confused and disconcerted. Now it's round three. The fighters clash, but now Big John delivers a smashing left to the face. Uh-oh. The challenger, Donahue, enraged by that blow, counters with a lightning right hook, and the connection is perfect, and the blow sends Big John to the canvas. The count of 10, Big John Lawrence is out, and I mean out cold. It was only after a full minute that John revived, staggered to his feet. Donahue had won. Of course, the crowd knew that this last challenger, Donahue, had not been a real boxer. That the last bout of the evening was a setup, a prearranged setup by John. But what the crowd did not know was that John's third round left jab to Donahue's face was unintentional. That Donahue was really angered by that blow. And that Donahue really did deck Big John with that right hook, making Donahue the unofficial world's champion. For you see, John Lawrence, the exhibition boxer, was the world's undefeated heavyweight champ, and had been for 10 years, undefeated through 10 years of title bouts and hundreds of these exhibitions. John Lawrence was John L. for Lawrence Sullivan, John L. Sullivan. And Donahue, the unofficial heavyweight champion of the world, was a pretend pugilist from Worcester, Massachusetts, a comic boxer who actually knocked out the great John L. Sullivan, and was the very first ever to do so. Donahue was Hessie Donahue, a woman. A woman? A woman. And now you know the rest of the story.